நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள்.
The Public Service Medal எனப்படும் பொது சேவை பதக்கம் இந்நாட்டில் அனைத்து மட்டங்களிலும் பணிபுரியும் பொது ஊழியர்களுக்கு சிறந்த சேவைக்காக வழங்கப்படும் ஒரு விருதாகும். ஒவ்வொரு ஆண்டும் இரண்டு முறை ஆஸ்திரேலியாவின் கவர்னர் ஜெனரல் அவர்களால் சுமார் 100 பேருக்கு வழங்கப்படும் இந்த விருதை பெறும் பீனா சந்திரா அவர்களை நேர்கண்டு உரையாடும் நான் குலசேகரம் சஞ்சயன். பீனா சந்திரா அவர்களால் தமிழில் சரளமாக பேச முடியாது என்பதால் இந்த நேர்காணல் ஆங்கிலத்தில் அமைந்துள்ளது. வணக்கம் பீனா சந்திரா.
வணக்கம்.
யூ ஹேவ் பீன் அவார்டட் தி பப்ளிக் சர்வீஸ் மெடல் ஃபார் அவுட்ஸ்டாண்டிங் பப்ளிக் சர்வீஸ் இன் தி டெலிவரி ஆஃப் ப்ராப்பர்ட்டி அவுட்கம்ஸ் போத் நேஷனலி அண்ட் இன்டர்நேஷனலி. கங்கிராஜுலேஷன்ஸ் ஆன் பிஹாப் ஆஃப் SBS தமிழ்.
Thank you very much.
We would like you to share a bit about your background, please.
I am Indian by background. I am South Indian. I immigrated to Australia in 1998 and I joined DFAT in 2007. I joined the Overseas Property Office because I'm an architect with a master's degree in urban design. So this seemed to be the right fit for me because the Overseas Property Office manages constructions, fit-outs, and the strategic planning for the Commonwealth's overseas estate and all of the diplomatic missions overseas. So that, I guess, in a nutshell, is how I ended up in DFAT and my career in the Overseas Property Office since 2007.
You also mentioned, when I briefly talked to you earlier, that you have Tamil heritage.
That's correct. My mother was a Tamilian. And my father was a Kannadiga, so I have both Kannada from Karnataka as well as Tamil heritage. I guess cover two South Indian states.
And your mother was born in Kerala, you said.
That's right. So she was born in Kerala, so I have, so I think I cover Indian. Three states.
Coming to property management, do you have a solution for the housing issue in Australia?
I'm not that much of an expert in that field, but some of the things that we have done, because we have challenges in terms of delivering residential accommodation as well overseas, especially delivering in remote locations overseas is quite problematic, both from a supply chain perspective, contractor capability, and capacity perspective as well. So some of the solutions that we have looked to is to look at modular solutions and prefabricated solutions to help us to deliver quickly and also to the required quality. Of course, this may not be possible on a large scale because the housing problem is huge. But I think there needs to be like a multi-pronged approach to trying and tackling the housing solution. And I think lots of governments, even state governments, are looking at built-to-rent schemes and giving incentives to developers to actually develop low-cost housing and housing that's more affordable. But I think it just needs to be scaled up because the demand is so great and the supply is insufficient. So I guess that's my take on it, although I'm not an expert in it. But these are some of the ideas, I guess, that could be explored.
You mentioned that you did your bachelor's in architecture and master's in urban development. Where did you do them?
I did my bachelor's in architecture from Bangalore University, from the BMS College of Engineering. And I did my master's degree in urban design from the School of Planning and Architecture in New Delhi.
And what got you interested in public service?
I come from a public service family. Both of my parents were in the public service in the medical field in Bangalore. Actually, they worked in Kerala, they worked in Karnataka. Ever since they graduated from their medical schools, they joined the public service and they were, I would say, very committed public servants with a lot of integrity, which they became known for. And I think that just we imbibed the concept or the notion of doing public service and the good that it can bring. And that's something that I have always humbled by like in terms of my role as a public servant, it's not just about the individual, it's about the influence and the change that you can bring about to many people, and also to offer, you know, value for the taxpayer dollars in the way we work and the integrity that we work with.
You mentioned that you had been with DFAT for quite a long time, and now that you have won the Public Service Medal Award as well, are you planning to stick around or do you have other plans?
No, DFAT has been great, my role in the Overseas Property Office, just because of the diverse types of projects we deliver, and no two countries are ever the same. So for me, the challenge of finding solutions every day brings with it different challenges. So it keeps me motivated as well as enthused about what I can do. Given that, I think at this point in time, I'm still going to be in the Overseas Property Office because, you know, you do a job where you can get job satisfaction and also the ability to use your skills effectively. And I think in this role, I'm able to both get job satisfaction as well as use my skills effectively.
Well, congratulations again, Beena, for being awarded the Public Service Medal this year. And on behalf of SBS Radio, we wish you all the very best. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. But also in closing, I'd like to say, I mean, whilst I've been given the award and I'm humbled by it, there's so many people who've been involved in any initiative that I've worked on. So the credit goes to a lot of people in DFAT, consultants, contractors, workers all around the world who have made it possible to deliver so many of DFAT's initiatives. Thank you again. Nandri.
Virupam, Pagirvu, Karuthu, Parivu. Like, share, comment. SBS Tamil in Facebook.